Chapter 2. The Memory.
"You kissed him," says Paige.
She is not shouting, but it would be better if she was. She is quietly angry.
"You kissed him. I know you did. You won't remember it, but you did it."
Paige is saying words, but they are confusing me. I know that she is angry, and I try very hard to listen, but my head is ringing.
"And you've written it down."
One of my post-it notes is in her hand. The words are there. I wrote them. And she knows that my notes are always true. She knows that this is real. I know that it is real too. I can remember it. I remember things from before I was ill. And now I remember kissing Drake. I know now that I am not a little girl because I kissed a boy on the beach. I am not 10. I am 17. I can remember it. What was it that made me remember? Was it the black stone in my pocket? Was it Drake? Or was it love? Perhaps this is falling in love. Maybe I can remember things now. Maybe my memory is getting better. But at the moment, the only new thing that I can remember since I was 10 is kissing Drake. I look at the note that Paige is holding and see that I wrote the words as small as I could around the edge of it. I wrote, "I kissed Drake. I love Drake." I'm still surprised that it happened. It makes me really happy. And it makes me cry. Kissing Drake is the only clear memory that I have in my head, except for the ones from before I was ill. I will do anything to make it stay. I want to live inside that memory as much as I can. I need to keep it forever. If I remember that, I will remember other things. Drake's kiss will be the thing that heals me. Paige is holding the note and staring at me so hard that I have to look at the floor. We are in a cafe sharing a pot of tea. Paige saw the note when I took my phone out of my handbag to text Mum. A shower of yellow notes fell out of my handbag and Paige helped me to pick them up. I had forgotten that there was something on them that I didn't want Paige to find out. I had forgotten. Of course I had. I remember the kiss, but I had forgotten that I had written about the kiss.
"You love him! You actually think that you love him!" Paige says. "That's what hurts me the most. Perhaps he kissed you lots of times over the past few months and we don't know about it. I blame him for that. He was my boyfriend. If that's the kind of boyfriend you want, you can have him. But he's gone to the Arctic now, and neither of us will see him ever again."
Paige stares at me angrily, then continues.
"You can tell your mum that I won't help her now. Tell her that they will have to take you with them when they go."
I don't know what my mum wanted Paige to help her with. But now is not the time to ask. I have probably been told 12,000 times already.
"I'm so sorry, Paige," I say, beginning to panic. "We did kiss. We sat on the beach. I didn't plan for it to happen. But I remember the kiss. I actually remember it in my mind."
"You don't remember the kiss," says Paige. "You have written your little love story down. Every few hours when you forget everything, you read your notes and tell yourself that you remember it."
She stops and takes a deep breath.
"I've been your only friend for years,"
she continues.
You have no freedom without me. I've taken you out when your mum wanted you at home all day. I take you to the cinema. I take you dancing. Every time you forget where you are, I help you. My mum hates me doing it.
Paige takes a pen out of her bag and starts writing on my yellow post-it note. When she has finished writing, she sticks the note down hard on the table in front of me. Then she picks up her handbag and walks out. I look at the words on the post-it note. They now say, I kissed Drake. I love Drake. This is not a secret. I need to find a new best friend. Paige will never speak to me again. Do not call or text Paige ever again. I drink my tea and stare at the words. I think about the black stone in my pocket.
I do remember,
I whisper to myself.
I do.
When I get home, there is a suitcase just inside the door. Mum is not waiting at the window for me. I can hear Mum and Dad moving around upstairs. The house feels busy and different.
Hello?
I call as I kick off my shoes. I don't know if the suitcase means that someone is coming or going. Maybe we are going away. Dad comes down the stairs.
Flora, he says. He turns to the stairs. Annie, he shouts. It's Flora.
My father is funny and lovely. At work, he is very serious. But at home, he wears colourful jumpers that he makes for himself. He would do anything for me, and I would do anything for him, if there was anything that I could actually do. My mother comes quickly down the stairs, almost falling on top of us.
Flora, darling, how's Paige? Why don't we have a cup of tea? She says.
I really want to tell my parents that I have a memory, but I can't tell them that I kissed Paige's boyfriend. I don't want them to know that I kissed a boy on a beach. My parents are very protective of me and, in this house, I'm a little girl. It would be wrong to kiss a boy.
I'll make the tea, I tell Mum.
Flora, says Dad, when we are sitting at the table with tea and biscuits. Something has happened. A difficult thing.
I have my notebook and pen in front of me. This feels like something that I need to remember. Mum is holding her cup of tea in both hands. She doesn't take a biscuit.
You know, Jacob, Mum says.
Jacob's my brother. Where is he? I ask. I look at the photographs on the wall. There are pictures of me, Mum, and Dad. There is a boy in one of the pictures. Our names are under the pictures. And under the boy's picture, it says, Jacob, brother. I remember Jacob. He is the person that I love most in the world. He used to pick me up and carry me around. I have a very clear memory of him, allowing me to paint his toes. He lives in France, Mum says. He's 24 now, and we don't see him very often. But he loves you very much, more than he loves us.
24, I say, looking at the picture.
That boy is very thin with dark hair and a handsome face. He looks younger than 24.
That's an old photograph, says Dad.
Jacob called us yesterday. He's very ill. He's in hospital. We have to go to him, Flora.
We're going to France, I ask. That's why there's a suitcase.
I have never been away from home.
No, Dad says. You're not. We're setting off tomorrow morning, but we need you to stay here. This is the best place for you.
But I want to see Jacob. I want to come with you, I cry.
You can't. You haven't got a passport, Mum says. Her voice sounds strange.
If you stay here, you'll be safe.
Paige is going to stay here with you. We'll leave you money and Dad's credit card, and I'll prepare meals for you. I'll text you every day when it's time to take your pills. You can take an extra pill every night to help you to sleep and keep you calm. Paige will be here to help you.
I think about Paige. She won't be here to help me. I still remember that Paige is not speaking to me because she found out that I kissed her boyfriend. Jacob is ill, and I want to see him, but I can't because I don't have a passport. If I don't tell my parents about Paige, I will get to stay in this house on my own, and I can think about Drake all day. I will be able to sit and remember our kiss. I want to spend as much time thinking about that memory as I can. I don't want it to disappear.
How long are you going for? I ask.
We've booked for 5 days, says Mum.
I hate to leave you, Flora, but this time we just have to.
I nod and drink my tea.
When you get back, I say, can we go to Flambard's?
My mother moves back in her chair and looks shocked. She closes her eyes. Dad puts his hand on top of hers.
We'll do something fun, he tells me. I promise.
It is evening and everything is ready. Mum has filled the fridge with food. She has written down which meal Paige and I can eat each day. She and Dad will be home on Saturday. I try to call Paige, but then I see that I have tried to call her 5 times already. She doesn't answer. Then a text arrives from her.
Flora, stop calling. I don't want to speak to you. You kissed my boyfriend. Leave me alone.
I don't tell my parents. I can hear them talking through the door behind me. They're talking in the quiet way they do when they don't want me to hear. I move towards the door and hear Mum say,
No, she doesn't know, and let's keep it that way.
My parents are keeping a secret. I write, Mum and Dad have a secret from me, on a note, and put it into my pocket. I can look through the house while they're away and try to work out what it is.